welcome to a special edition of Spirit in the Morning. I am Gary Zimak, and we've got a great show for you today. Let's kick it off as we do every day with prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks for bringing us to this new day. We thank you for the blessings that you've given to us. We thank you for the blessing of your Son, Jesus, who came to earth. He lived, he died, and he rose from the dead so that the gates of heaven could be open. Father, we ask you to give us the strength to make it through this day. Allow us to feel your peace and help us to be able to spread your good news to everyone we meet this day. We ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Well, on this show, as always, my trusty sidekick, David Parker. Brother,
good morning. Good morning, Gary. How are you today?
Dave, I'm good. We've got a special edition of the program today. Before I read the gospel, I want to set it up. Recently, we had the privilege of being at a concert at Nativity of Our Lord Parish in Warminster, Pennsylvania. It was a special presentation of Abbey Fest, part of the Abbey Fest concert series.
Yes, it was.
And it was a night of stories and songs from three of our favorite artists, Dana Catherine, Luke Spihar, and Teresa Peterson. Oh. What a night that was,
it was
Dave.
It was a beautiful night, and what voices.
Yeah, and it was an acoustic night. I mean, acoustic music.
Yeah.
They dimmed the lights.
Yeah.
It was great. It was in the
perfect
church, so it was a great night. And we're going to be bringing that to you not only today, but tomorrow. We're going to split it up, and you will get to hear what we heard at this concert.
Yes, and you'll love it. I know it.
Yeah, so we were there, Dave. I'm glad you could join me for this special broadcast of Spirit in the Morning. Let's look at today's gospel. It comes from John chapter 8, verses 21 through 30. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "I am going away, and you will look for me, but you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come." So the Jews said, "He is not going to kill himself, is he? Because he said, 'Where I am going, you cannot come.'" Jesus said to them, "You belong to what is below. I belong to what is above. You belong to this world, but I do not belong to this world. That is why I told you that you will die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am, you will die in your sins." So they said to him, "Who are you?" And Jesus said to them, "What I have told you from the beginning, I have much to say about you in condemnation. But the one who sent me is true, and what I heard from him, I tell the world." They did not realize that he was speaking to them of the Father. So Jesus said to them, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am, that I do nothing on my own, but I only say what the Father has taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, because I always do what is pleasing to him." And because he spoke this way, many came to believe in him. Very interesting, Dave. We see the division. Some people didn't accept Jesus. Some people began to believe in him because he spoke with authority.
Exactly.
That's challenging.
It is very
challenging. For us to this day. Yes, we say Jesus Christ is our Savior. He's our Lord. But do we really listen to him throughout the day?
Exactly. Well, that's the challenge every day and ongoing. I mean, and people question that, and that's part of humanity.
Yeah.
And that's where it all comes down, that we have to have faith. As we learn from Scripture and we come to believe and make that choice.
Right. And as we go through the final days of the Lenten season, it's there's still time for us to make sure that we're following the Lord every day and that we're trying to imitate him. He followed the Father's will. That's why he was here. And that's what he calls us to do.
Yeah, he wants us to believe in the I am. And that's the crux.
That's right.
He is God.
Powerful words from our Lord. He doesn't pull any punches. All right. With that in mind, I think it's time to get to the concert. We're going to take you now to the concert. Dana Catherine, Luke Spihar, Teresa Peterson, live from Nativity of Our Lord Parish, part of the Abbey Fest concert series. Enjoy. We'll talk to you soon.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for April 4th. Today we celebrate Saint Isidore of Seville. Some people manage to thrive under difficult conditions. Today's saint is one of those people. Born in mid-6th century Spain, Isidore received a fine education at the hands of his brother. Years later, Isidore became known as the schoolmaster of the Middle Ages. He is also known for his contributions to the church and culture of Spain in a period of great conflict. The Visigoths had invaded Spain 150 years earlier and established their own capital. Though Christian, they followed the heresy of Arianism, which denied the divinity of Christ. Isidore converted many of the Visigoths and made Spain a center of culture and learning. As Archbishop of Seville, he strengthened the seminary system and founded schools that taught every branch of learning. His own writings were voluminous, including a history of the world. Devoted to the poor throughout his life, Isidore increased his charities as he aged. He prepared for his death by giving away all his possessions. In his final months, his house was filled from morning till night with poor people seeking his help. He died in 636. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by the Bucks County Pro-Life Coalition. Their mission is to provide financial support to area crisis pregnancy homes and centers and educate the community regarding sanctity of life issues from conception until natural death.
More inspiring than a cheesesteak. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Good evening. Thank you for coming. This is a very exciting thing for us. I'm Mark Chrismeyer from Abbey Fest, the Director of Communications. And some of you may know about Abbey Fest. We'll talk about that a little bit later. We've been putting on concerts for 3 years, and we decided to take the show on the road. And Teresa Peterson, who's from the Philadelphia area, originally from Minneapolis, came with us and started talking about different things that we could do, and we decided to do a three-night series. So last night it was in St. Norbert's, tonight is here, and then it'll be at the cathedral tomorrow night, so you can tell your friends about this. It's a great lineup. It was a wonderful experience last night, and I think it's even going to be better tonight. With us tonight are Luke Spielar, who's from Minneapolis, Dana Catherine, who's from Raleigh, and Teresa Peterson, who's from living in Paoli, but she was originally from Minneapolis. So without much delay, let's go.
We just want to start by saying thank you so much for coming out tonight. It's really an unusual and really an exciting opportunity to be able to come and share our art with you, and then just to kind of be together as Catholic artists and musicians out using our gifts for the Lord. And this is just such a special night for us as artists, and we're just so glad that you could be a part of it. We thought a really fitting way to just start an evening like this is just to invoke the Holy Spirit to come and be here with us. If you know this song, Holy Spirit, sing it with us, please. And we'll just start this way as a group, as together. We just invoke the Lord to come and just be here and anoint this evening.
There's nothing worth more that I could ever come close. Tea. heart becomes free and my shame is
Well, once again, thank you all for coming. My name is Luke Spihar. I'm from the Twin Cities area, Minnesota. And if I have some time to tell stories, you're going to hear the O pretty profoundly. This first song I thought we'd just get going is a song called To St. Michael. It's just a good old devil stomping song. Who here is a fan of St. Michael? There are some. There are most. So I'm going to invite James here on the drum to give us a little heartbeat going on with that djembe. So let's get our hands going here and just get some energy. Here we go. Ready? All right, here we go.
St. Michael, come protect me, for I see the dark ones closing in. No, I tried all my might, I'm losing this fight. I am not strong enough in battle alone. So call out your angel, St. Michael, to surround me, for I feel the dark one with his army. But here the angels are with their hands on their hilts. Nothing will stand in their way. So call out your angel, St. Michael, to surround me, for I feel the dark ones closing in. I drop all my might, but I'm losing this fight. I am not strong enough in battle alone. See my brother's battles raging around us. We are the men, hold the front line. If I trip and fall, I ask help from you all to help me stand and fight for humankind. And when the battle's said and done, we will see the rising sun and know that our efforts were not in vain. For here will stand happy men of God. The devil has been slain. So call out your angel, St. Michael, to surround me, for I feel the dark ones closing in. I try with all my might, but I'm losing this fight. I am not strong enough in battle. No, I am not strong enough in battle. Lord, I am not strong enough in battle.
And thank you so much. I wrote that song as a freshman in college, and really what kind of motivated that song was I just realized that the path and the walk with Christ demands, in some ways, you need brotherhood. That song I always dedicate to the men in the crowd, just as a request to pray for me as we pursue the Lord through this ministry, and just the realization that any fight that's worth fighting needs brotherhood and support to really take it all the way to the end. So I'm going to turn it over here to Teresa here.
Awesome. All right. So I'm Teresa Peterson. I'm so happy to be here with you this evening with Dana and Luke. And that's my husband, James, on drums. He's the dreamy guy in the corner. Yeah. All right, and so I'm going to share my song with you. It's called He Makes All Things New. And in Revelations 21:5, we are promised that when Christ shows up, whenever he comes to heal and restore, and he comes to make things new. And so when I was writing this song for my album, Freely, Fully, I was praying with that, and this inspiration hit, and the song came out of it.
Thank you.
You set the captives free when we thought all was lost. Redemption came to sing and love's endless song and set our hearts aflame, aflame. 'Cause He makes all things new. He makes all things new. He is, He was, and He will be. He is, He was, and He will be. Our hearts You came to save and give us victory over vice and grave. You changed our history when blood and water flowed. Heaven's love poured down, poured down. 'Cause He
come back, we're going to be joined by Dana Catherine. So don't go anywhere. This is Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimek. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News update. Russia's health minister has raised the death toll from yesterday's blast on the St. Petersburg subway to 14. She said in a televised briefing today that 11 people died on the spot. One died in an ambulance and two at the hospital. 49 are still hospitalized. In Washington, Senate Republicans and Democrats are ready to commence a floor debate on whether to confirm President Trump's pick for the Supreme Court. And they're headed toward a showdown over longstanding rules of the Senate. Democrats have secured the necessary support to block Judge Neil Gorsuch's elevation to the high court under current Senate rules. Without a change, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is falling short of the 60 votes he needs to break a filibuster. A New Jersey teenager has admitted to plotting to kill Pope Francis when he visited Philadelphia for the World Meeting of Families in 2015. 17-year-old Santos Colon Jr. pleaded guilty as an adult to attempting to provide material support to terrorists. The Lindenwald resident faces up to 15 years in prison. North Carolina has won the NCAA men's basketball title. The Tar Heels beat Gonzaga last night, 71-65 in the finals. And your Phillies beat my Reds 4-3 yesterday on opening day. Next game, tomorrow night. With this Holy Spirit Radio News update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Holly Hill Health Foods, a family-owned business for over 25 years at 1200 Welsh Road, North Wales, PA. They offer a large selection of vitamins, minerals, herbs, formulas, and three nutritionists to serve you. Call them at 215-361-7770 or visit their website at www.hollyhillhealth.com.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit. Spirit. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimek.
Christopher Minutes. Thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. For Lou Ann Payne, a life-changing trip to Uganda helped her to appreciate the simpler things in life. She told a Western Kentucky Catholic, "Everywhere we went, we were met by hard-working people who were filled with joy, faithfulness, and immense pride. I wondered, why wasn't I more joyful, faithful, and proud? The people of Uganda don't possess the luxuries or even necessities that we take for granted in America, things like working electricity. Yet according to Luann, they still live their lives in undeniable joy, and as a result, serve as role models for all of us. She concludes, I'm thankful to God that my 16 days experiencing the beauty of the country, spirit, and people of Uganda has changed my life forever. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
So as Teresa said, I'm Dana Catherine. Nice to meet you all. This next song, or this first song that I'll be singing for you, I love singing this. I wrote this maybe 6 months ago. The song is called Giving Your Best. And this is what it's really about. It's very hard to give our best to God, right? We can choose to, but every day we can really forget how much we really should be trusting in God. We, by nature, want to control everything in our lives, right? And we can't, unfortunately, we're not God. And so this song is kind of me telling myself, like, Dana, you should be giving your best to God, because not only does he love you, not only is he God, but he is giving his best to you at this very moment, and he gave his best to you on the cross. So how could I not trust him enough to give him everything I have and to truly surrender? And that's something I think he's teaching me every day, and he'll always be teaching me until the day I die. So this is Giving Your Best.
As Dana was singing that, I just was just thinking, just what the Lord has done, you know, like here's this beautiful crucifix behind us and the reality of what he's given us, and just how often in our time, in our culture, do we just pause for just a moment and just receive what's already been given, what the Lord's already given us in his love and mercy. Like how often do we just take a moment and just let that in? I wrote this song as a senior in high school, actually. The Lord knew I needed it. But this is Be Still. Be Still and Know That I'm God from the Psalm. And the Lord just knew I was just, you know, revving high, and I needed to just be still and trust in the Lord and let him be God, you know, as Dana said in that last song, to let God be God. And this is such a special moment, again, for us to just be here together as the family of God and just be still and let that reality sink in of his love in this moment. So this is a song called Be Still.
Easier said than done. just to be still and know he is God. Oh, be still and know he is God. Be still and know he is God.
We're going out of order. I'm going next, not Teresa. Hope you don't mind. In keeping
There's an order?
I guess not, right?
Okay.
So in keeping with that theme of being still, that was beautiful. I don't know if you saw me closing my eyes half the time. This next song that I'm going to be singing is a very reflective song. I sing this when I really need to be still with God. It's called I Will Follow. And it came about around the same time I wrote Giving Your Best. I was being pulled all these different ways in my life. I didn't know what the Lord, or I knew what the Lord wanted me to do with my life, but I pretended I didn't. I had all these things, these dreams that I had once had, and I realized they were all fading away. And all I was seeing was the Lord's will, and music is a big part of it. But it's still hard to follow that, right? When God's telling us, because once again, we want to be in control. And so around this time, I read this poem by St. John Henry Newman, and the first few lines were something like, I don't ask to see the distant scene. One step is enough for me. And I thought to myself, whoa, that's meant just for me right now. That's what I should be doing. That's what I should be living in my life right now. Because we're all supposed to be living moment to moment, right? And it's really hard because we always want to look either in the past, but even more so, we want to look in the future. We want to know what's going to be happening before it happens. And I know I do. And so this song really was my cry to God. You know, just help me follow you, Lord. You show me the next step, never the whole road. You are my compass. You show me where to go. That's the first few words. So as I sing this, please just pray to the Lord, whatever you have that you're finding it hard to give to the Lord, during this song, give that to him and tell him, I will follow you, I'm yours completely.
As long as you understand me.
step, never the whole road. You are my compass, you show me where to go.
Girl, I love that song.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
Gonna get me crying up here.
Yep, pretty much.
It's not just dust from the sand, the fans.
Nope. All right. I thought you brought your clapper machine there, Luke. Initially, I was like, yeah, that sounds good. They want more. Okay, so this next song I'm going to share with you, I'm really excited to share with. I actually co-wrote with my friend Dana, and we met just last fall over the internet. She tweeted out to me.
You tweeted?
And yes, and so with that, I was like, wait a second, nobody ever tweets me. I got to see who actually is contacting me, and I'm so happy she did. Both of our singles were on the Catholic Playlist, which is a Catholic music podcast, and I was so blown away by her music. And so we became fast friends, and I'm writing for a new album here in this fall, and I'll be releasing and writing, recording. And I was like, Dana, would you ever want to co-write with me? And she's like, yeah, let's do it. And so I flew down to North Carolina. Because sometimes being a Catholic artist, it can be a little lonely, just because we're all scattered throughout the world. But right now, just maybe the United States. But and so I was so excited when she said yes, and so we were kind of praying with the Psalms, and we were kind of waiting for inspiration to hit, and we were praying with Psalm 63, and this is what came out. It's called Deeper.
My God, for you I yearn, my God, for you I thirst, holding my breath, I'm stepping out of all I've known. I wanna go deeper and deeper, the more that I seek you, the more I wanna know you, Lord, I'm calling. Wanna go deeper. Your love lifts me high. Your love gives me life. Oh, perfect King, I long to sing your endless praise. I wanna go deeper and deeper, the more that I seek you, the more I want to know you, Lord. I'm calling out, Abba, my Father, to you I surrender. I'm standing on the edge of your shore. I want to go deeper and higher and wider. Show me your glory, your mercy, your power, taking me deeper and higher, wider. Show me your glory, your mercy, your power. I wanna go on deeper and deeper, the more that I seek you, the more that I seek you, the more I wanna know you.
wanna go deeper. I wanna go deeper. I wanna go deeper.
You know, one thing about Lent is it's that time, you know, where you can kind of reflect that following the Lord's will isn't always easy. And like Teresa was talking about, going deeper and deeper into the Lord is not always easy, and then often involves suffering. And I was reflecting recently on a time when the Lord really brought me through some heavy suffering, and just really, I had to call out to him to really kind of get me through this. And, you know, so after I got married, my wife and I took a minivan. We gutted a minivan and built a little bed in there. And then we got on the road and traveled around America, 40,000 miles worth of America, living as newlyweds in this van. And one time, my wife left me at a rest stop. I was at a rest stop. I was in the bathroom, and she thought I was still in the van, and she drove off, you know? And there's deep wounds. Deep wounds. You guys are laughing. I don't get it. I talked to my therapist about this, in fact, and my therapist said to really heal from these wounds that it would be good if I sung about it, and if there would be more healing if people sung with me. So I'm going to teach you a little song, and we're going to let the healing flow in. And tell you this story too. Just repeat after me. I just have to compose myself, you know, because I'm just getting a little emotional already. I don't get the laughing response. Please tell me what.
Tell me what
did I do?
Did I do
that has offended you? You don't have to sing that part. Please tell me what.
Tell me what
did I say?
Did I say
that made you drive away? Some of you already know the song. All right, here we go. Let me see if I can get through this emotionally. Well, we were down in Texas for a show in the great city of Laredo, where the population is about 100, give or take. And the whole town came out. They thought it was great. They shook my hand, said, "Let's celebrate." And I knew no matter what happened that night, it was gonna get very, very late. Well, the next morning, we said our goodbyes. As I tried to wipe the sleep from my eyes, my wife must have noticed, and she said, "I'll take the first shift. Now I know I'm a little slow, not the sharpest tool as they go, but I should have seen right through that so-called gift." Please tell me what.
Tell me what
did I do?
Did I do
that has offended you? Please tell me what.
Tell me what
did I say?
Did I say
that made you drive away?
Now, one thing I forgot to mention at the beginning of this song was that through all 40,000 miles of our road trip, my wife was pregnant. I know, that was mostly my fault. And she kept complaining. She's like, "I'm really uncomfortable. This is really annoying. You know, I'm pregnant." I'm like, "Come on, quit complaining. Think about Mary. She had to do a journey on a donkey. You know, we get a Honda Odyssey. Okay, count your blessings." I definitely didn't say that. She would have slapped me, you know what I mean? Okay, back to the story. Well, as you might expect, it wasn't long
before my pregnant wife had to stop for the John. And in the middle of the desert, we found a rest stop. And I woke up concerned for my health, thought I'd seize the chance to relieve myself and be back in the van before she knew, or so I thought. Well, it was in the bathroom when it occurred to me my wife might think I'm still fast asleep, so I tried to rush. But you know that's no good. And I came out just in time to see the red taillights of our Honda Odyssey getting on the highway. And with only flippy floppy shorts and a t-shirt, alone I stood. Please tell me what.
Tell me what.
Did I do?
Did I do?
That has offended you. Please tell me what.
Tell me what.
Did I say? Did I say that made you drive away? Well, it was then I noticed my saving grace. Cleaning the bathrooms in that lonely place stood a small blue-eyed woman by the name of Mary. And with a desperate voice, I explained the situation as to use a cell phone, and without a hesitation, she gave it to me with eyes that said, sometimes marriage gets a little hairy. But for the life of me, I could not remember my beloved new wife's cell phone number. So I did what I had to do. I called my dad. I called my wife. She answered, thank God. I didn't know whether to laugh or to sob, so I just said, hello, my darling. This is your husband, and I'm not in the van. Please tell me what.
Tell me what.
Did I do?
Did I do?
That has offended you. Please tell me what.
Tell me what.
Did I say?
Did I say
that made you drive? This is when it gets hard, emotionally. Well, it was about 1 hour before I saw her again. I didn't know if we were foes or friends. She opened the side door of the van and I decided to get in somehow. And I went to slam the door shut, though I knew it was a sin, but the automatic door feature kicked in and went, click. And by the time it shut, I thought, I'm okay now. And the look on her face said it was an honest mistake. And you know what? Love like that, it just can't fake. What I have to say next is what I recommend for all of you. I said, my darling, I'm just so glad you're back. I love you so much, and that's a fact. But the next time we stop, let's put like a little sign on the dashboard that says, I'm out, I'm in the bathroom, or let's, you know, put a little bell or something, or at least let's do a head count. Even if it's just us two. And tell me what.
Tell me what.
Did I do?
Did I do?
That has offended you. Please tell me what.
Tell me what.
Did I say?
Did I say
that made you drive away? That made you drive away.
That was a great song, Luke Spihar. That gives you an idea of his personality. Luke really made us laugh with that song. He inspired us. He made us laugh. He entertained us. What a great show today. We've got more to come. Tomorrow we're going to broadcast the second half of this concert, and I really hope you'll be able to join us for it. Let's take it out in prayer. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for being able to come on the air on Holy Spirit Radio. We ask you to strengthen us as we go out into the world and live our day. Help us to remember that you are always with us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know what I always tell you? Wherever you go, whatever you do, the Lord is with you. Make sure you turn around and say hi. This is Gary Zimak along with Dave Parker. Have a great day.